1965. I said goodbye to my innocence, my father, and 1964. She wore my brooch, hairdresser, you see. No rings allowed, you see. I said hello to the brooch, the BSA250cc, and goodbye to the girl all around the time of my 17th birthday. Gone were scooter days, it was a man's world at Ernest Island Construction. Take Your Pick was back on again, and so were the pickled eggs from Wells City, girl-infested factory next to water pumping station where I was shoveling for England. Took up smoking roll-ups at this time, hut full of blokes, took up luncheon meat and marmalade sandwiches as well, ditto. I was on good money and lonely nights, but at least I had the bike for company. La Palomar Coffee Bar in Bartlett Street Bath was where the bikers hung out. I was soon pillioning females and burning, well, getting it warm, rubber. Met Tony Eccles and Chris Hanscom one lunchtime en route to their work, Stathert and Pitt, on said machine. Mathematically the odds were against me, and the new fast was getting too good to last. Glass House Cafe. Hod think I'd be there so early in the morning. Going past Sane. Martin's Hospital as usual. It was over in a flash of white followed by black. Turning over in midair I could see the bike careering off the bonnet of the white Vauxhall Viva at a 45, or was it 46, degrees tangent. It struck me that it was very quiet for 7:00 a.m. I hit my knee, head, shoulder, and what remained of my right leg, minus welly, on the tarmac. The guy from Hull, hell, had thought Bradford Road was the main road, despite the stop sign and white lines. It didn't he hurt when the lorry driver pulled my leg straight, when the woman in the house on the corner threw out the blanket cos she thought I was deceased. But it did hurt like hell when the ambulance man inserted the saline drip en route to the RUH. I couldn't he phone a friend now, and I had used up my 50-50s worth of blood on the road, 4 pints gone, and not too much left in the pipes. Yes, right outside St. Martin's and they took me to the RUH. Good job too, time for a sleep. I woke up 2 days later, in bed, in plaster, in Helena Ward and in pain. There I stayed for a few more days, then off to Forbes Fraser Isolation Hospital, no, not BO but gangrene. My leg now resembled barbecue beef on its own screw-laden steel skewer. Bone graft, skin graft, what a load of hard graft. Crutches are us and 3 months later I am off home, for a while, off to my blonde Stephanie Hendy who had written every day to me in hospital. Don't he ask? Back again. Hey ho, this time Bath and Wessex Orthopaedic Hospital. Green nurses, white Swedish physio, very tasty too. All right for you guys, I couldn't he choose my women. Another 3 months of joy, more keel bone and skin grafts, little ones this time called pinch. Hell they don't he feel like a pinch, more a punch. My early grafts were slices. Back to Helena Ward, the cider and Nurse Robinson in blue and white. Colors I was used to. I was plastered again. Trying to play the drums right-handed with a left-hand layout, bass drum left foot, is not easy. I had company when at home from Mick Ringham, Glenn Hillier, Jeff Ballas, Terry Larkham. All members of the Gowl, our band whose debut was to be my sister's wedding reception at the Co-op Hall. Can't he get away from this institution? Our performance suffered power failure due to a person who had suffered enough and had pulled the plug. The Spectres came to the rescue, real musicians at last. I became a resident at Harmony Hall and Milsom's during the day and was the bane of the late Dave Southall. There I repaired Beyer M260 ribbon microphones, popular, but fragile if dropped. 0.1 MFD 400V caps had the same foil as used in the Bayer, a nail file to shape the ribbon ribs, araldite, reclamp foil in magnets gap, tension up, job done. Skill set was getting bigger, list of friends getting smaller due to injuries. People are like that. Still got the music though, and the radio. Armchair theater on the telly too. Oh what joy. Use browser back button to return to previous page, to 1966. It's a hard road, for the journey. My father died this year, so did my relationship with the love of my life. My freedom was also unavoidably curtailed for quite a while. My father. Dad as he was, this picture was taken a few years before his death. He died in October of 1964 from heart failure. He had fallen off the platform of a bus as it was going around into the high street, Bath. His work at that time was as a bus conductor. He suffered two heart attacks in 1 week, never got over the shock of his unfortunate accident. The bike. BSA Model C12, 1958, 250cc four-stroke, single-cylinder engine. With a small engine and only drum brakes it was quite slow, 70 miles per hour tops, both to start and stop. A picture of the same bike I owned. This particular one has survived the passage of time a lot better than mine did. The girl. Faye, Ridewood. A 1958 /9 picture from the Bath Chronicle taken when she was a brownie. The other photos of her were destroyed in 1970.